USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has the coronavirus.
We did nothing very unusual. We sat next to each other for a period of time, had a great conversation. He's doing a terrific job in Brazil, and we'll find out what happens. I guess they're being tested right now. Let's put it this way, I'm not concerned.
Speaking at the White House, the president also says he's canceling some of his campaign rallies.
We canceled one that we were thinking about doing in Las Vegas, as you know, and one in Reno, Nevada. We have a big one in Tampa also. I think we'll probably not do it because people would say it's better to not do.
The sell-off continues on Wall Street as in afternoon trading, the Dow is down over 1,500 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
A major cruise line has suspended operations because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Well, if you're talking about a princess cruise, it's going to have to wait because President John Schwartz said there will be no princess cruises for 60 days. Cruises that are supposed to end before the 17th of March or this upcoming Tuesday won't be affected. But Schwartz says princess cruises supposed to continue past the 17th will come to an end at what he calls the most convenient location for guests. And he says an additional generous future cruise credit benefit will be given to people who are supposed to go on a cruise over the next 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASCAR says they will hold their events at the Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway without fans in attendance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sunday night's Democratic presidential debate is being moved from Phoenix to Washington, D.C. A statement from the DNC says the move was made out of an abundance of caution and in order to reduce cross-country travel. Now, regarding that debate, probably one of the things we will not be hearing about will be gun control and the confrontation that former Vice President Joe Biden had earlier this week with a man in Michigan. Colin Noir is a gun rights activist, and he tells Fox News the former vice president's stance on guns is certainly on the table.
So one thing I want people to understand is that Joe Biden is a political elitist. He spent his entire professional career in politics, so all he knows is power. So when some lowly subject, as he sees it, comes and confronts him about his agenda on the Second Amendment, it enrages him because it's like, how dare you challenge me on a position about my control? Which is why he's always trying to relegate the Second Amendment to the idea of hunting. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. So him talking about how many shotguns he owns or how many times his son goes hunting is irrelevant when talking about the Second Amendment. It's about the right of the people being able to bear arms. And Joe doesn't like that because he's used to having power. And his overall goal is to control the people. Not talk to them, not converse with them, right. Not try to understand where they're coming from, as you can see based on his demeanor when someone asked him a question about his stance. He was enraged. He was mad about it because he's like, you don't get to challenge me. You're somebody I rule over.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.